Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting third. The center fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting eighth. The catcher, Harry Chiti. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bunning. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jim Bunning. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, J.C. Martin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Early Wynn. And now, play ball. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe strikes out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops it up and throws to first, with Bunning covering, for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is hit by the pitch. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett takes first base on ball 4. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti strikes out. 1 out. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gurnett moves to third. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Bunning moves to second. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe strikes out. 2 outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn bunts towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. Lawler moves to second. 1 out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lawler moves to third. 2 outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bunning fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Maxwell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Colavito. The throw from Lawler and he is safe. Colavito steals second. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowling hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Colavito moves to third. 2 outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gurnett hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 1 in the game. Sievers is hit by the pitch. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti is 0 for 1 in the game. Chiti hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Chiti. The throw from Lawler and he is out, Fox applying the tag. One out. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bunning strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Yost strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin strikes out. Two outs. Shurm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 0 in the game. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Lawler moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 2 in the game. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Severs fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Maxwell moves to third. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Maxwell scores. Colavito moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 2 in the game. Bowling hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 2 in the game. Landis hits a pop-up towards short. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Severs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severs is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Severs hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chiti takes first base on ball 4. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Chiti. The throw from Lawler and he is out, Fox applying the tag. Two outs. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bunning is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-2 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Robinson bunts towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. Minoso moves to second. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Lawler hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Yost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, McAuliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-3 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-3 in the game. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Virgil now playing third base. Earl Torgerson pinch hits for early win. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Virgil fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bunning fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Russ Kemmerer now pitching. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-3 in the game. Bowling takes first base on ball 4. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Gurnett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Gurnett reaches second base with a double. Bowling moves to third. Harry Chitty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chitty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chitty is walked intentionally. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bunning hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bowling tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Tigers. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 3 in the game. Landis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Sievers is called out on strikes. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Virgil fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 2, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.